Should you get the shovels ready and the snowblowers tuned up? Some weather researchers are predicting we could be in for a rough winter this coming season because of melting ice thousands of miles away in the Arctic Ocean. Research shows Arctic ice melted at a record pace this summer, melting to the smallest area ever seen, and scientists say that could mean more extreme weather this winter. To help us understand why, we speak this morning to Jennifer Francis, a research professor at Rutgers University's Institute of Marine and Coastal Sciences. She studied the melting Arctic ice and its effects on weather, and she joins us now. Good morning, Jennifer, and thanks.
It's very nice to be here.
Jennifer, tell us why the ice in the Arctic Ocean is melting so quickly, and how quick is the retreat?
The retreat that we've seen this year in particular, and really since 2007, has just been astounding. We've lost, up until this point, approximately half of the ice floating on the Arctic Ocean during the summertime. It really is it's hard to use adjectives that describe especially how the scientists feel about it, because, you know, we did expect the ice to go away gradually. It has been really since the late 1950s, and the main cause is the increasing greenhouse gases in the atmosphere and their effect on the gradual thinning of the ice, which leaves it much more vulnerable to any shifts in the winds, any changes in the ocean currents.
And tell us how it impacts the weather. It has to do with all that melting ice putting cold water into the ocean, right?
Not so much, no. It's the fact that the ice has been receding means that now there's huge expanses of the Arctic Ocean that are dark. They used to be covered by ice, which reflects most of the sunshine that hits it and sends that energy right back to outer space. But now that ice is gone, all of that energy goes right down into the ocean and warms it up. And this actually enhances the melting as well. But when you've got all that energy in the ocean, as the fall comes and the cold air starts to move back in, all that energy then has to be released back into the atmosphere before the ice can start to form again. And that energy going back into the atmosphere is like a new energy source, and it has big impacts on the path that the jet stream takes around the northern hemisphere. And so the changes in the jet stream that we see as a result of our research are to make the jet stream wavier. And when the jet stream is in a very wavy type pattern, all meteorologists know that the weather patterns associated with those waves then tend to move more slowly. And that means that the weather that we feel on the surface will tend to hang around longer, and that tends to cause the probability of extreme weather that is related to long duration weather patterns to increase.
What might all that mean for New England in the Northeast?
If you think back over the last three winters, two and three winters ago were very severe here in the Northeast. We had very snowy, cold winters. And last year, we had a very mild winter. But this is exactly the kind of extremes that we expect to see as a result of the enhanced warming and ice loss in the Arctic. We expect to see more extremes, but to be able to say this winter is going to be this kind of extreme or that kind of extreme, we're not able to do that yet, but you can bet.
So does that mean what you're telling us is that it almost goes to one extreme or the other this winter? We either get another mild winter like we had last year, or we get a very severe winter like we had, as you pointed out, a few seasons ago, but there's a little less chance of getting something that's in between?
I'd say that's probably a pretty good way to say it, although you can't say for sure where the extremes are going to occur. I think it's very likely that this winter, somewhere in the Northern Hemisphere, people are going to be experiencing extreme weather. And when you have one kind of extreme in one place, it generally means there'll be the opposite type of extreme right next door.
Well, that extreme is exactly what happened last year. As we've pointed out, it was pretty mild here, but a few thousand miles away in Europe, it was incredibly severe winter weather.
That's exactly right, and that's just the kind of example I'm thinking of.
The jet stream sets up pretty early, and it stays that way for a while at various times during the year, giving us either warm weather or chilly weather through the summer months, or sometimes cold and wet weather in the winter months. When might we know what the jet stream has in store for us this winter?
It should start to become clear, I would say, within the next month or two. the kind of pattern that we should expect to see going into the early winter.
All right. All eyes skyward. Jennifer Francis, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time this morning talking about the Arctic and how it might impact the weather this winter.
Thank you.
Jennifer Francis is a research professor at the Institute of Marine and Coastal Sciences at Rutgers University.